This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and one thing that I preach and will continue to preach on this show is get outdoors, do things. And joining me this morning, Jerry Griswold, as you know her as the morning traffic lady for Bryan & Company, but she's throwing on her other hat as the Director of Administration Development for White Memorial, an amazing place up in the Litchfield Hills. Jerry, thank you for joining me this morning.
Joey, thank you. Preach it. Preach it. Get those kids outdoors and get yourselves outdoors while you're at it.
Yeah, get outside. Get a little dirty. Become one with nature. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
it's your best friend.
One of the things I wanted to get into, you guys have it every year, and this is the 40th. It's a big one. It's an adult at this point. The annual Family Nature Day. It's back.
Thanks so much, Joey, for having me on to talk about this, because this is the one big event that White Memorial does every single year. And it is our 40th, as you said, and it's just, we gear everything towards kids, but this is as much an adult program as it is for children. There's something for everybody, and there are all sorts of things going on. There are crafts for children, pie sale, live animal presentations, because we all know kids and adults love to see live animals. We're going to have reptiles with Brian Kleiman from the Riverside Reptiles Education Center up in Enfield.
That's an amazing
Pam
place.
And Bill Leffert. Have you been there?
I have.
Oh my Lord. Brian is not just a herpetologist. He's, I think, the greatest herpetologist in our state. And Riverside Reptiles Education Center is probably the only thing of its kind in New England, and probably only one of only a couple in the United States. Brian's been a fixture here at Family Nature Day ever since I've been at White Memorial. So he'll be here with all sorts of great things. And he does a lot of hands-on stuff for kids, too. Pam and Bill Lefferts from Ferncroft Wildlife Rescue, they're out in I think, Woodstock. They specialize in opossums. Joe, I mean, people, the poor lowly opossum.
People give the possum a bad name. They're not the cutest, let's give it that. But they're a hard little worker.
They're a hard little worker. They eat ticks. And guess what? They're the only marsupial in North America, meaning all those koalas and kangaroos and wombats that you go goo-goo gaga over, they're related to them. So they're an animal with a pouch. And such an interesting animal. And Pam and Bill do the most magnificent work with opossums. So they'll have live opossums here. I'm going to be the bat lady this year. You know, I've been handling bats for 30 years. I'll be doing a presentation with my bat, Betty. But also I want to mention that Maureen Heitman, who is for me the greatest bat rehabilitator in the state, Maureen is going to be here with her live bats all day long so people can visit them. I've got one of my all-time favorites, Mary Beth Kaiser, Horizon Wings Raptor Rehabilitation Center, will be out here with all sorts of birds of prey. We've got music with Robert Missouri and Rye Bread, which is this fun kind of contra dance music band. Kids love it. They're all jumping around and going crazy. Get them hepped up on sugar, and then they go dance to all this great fiddle music and mandolins and all that stuff. And then we have Brian Bradley, Sky Hunters in Flight, who has free flying birds of prey, and he always wraps up today. There's a pie sale. There are horse and wagon rides for kids. As I said, nature crafts. And then a lot of our sister organizations like Litchfield Hills Audubon, astronomers from the Litchfield Amateur Astronomy Club, Institute for American Indian Studies, Andy Dobos, who's a primitive skills expert, Vern Hussey, same thing. He does flint work and slate work. All of these people embellish our long. Rose Buckins from the little free library at Stonehill. And there's a geologist, Ted Hine, that will be here to answer questions about rocks. All sorts of stuff all over the lawn so that you can empower yourself with all of this great knowledge. And then we have an artisan's fair as well. So we have a lot of crafters. I don't want to call their stuff crafts because it almost cheapens the work that these people do. A lot of local people that make pottery and soaps and all sorts of cool things. They line the other side of the midway in front of our museum. And of course, the museum open house is here. We have Kelly Orr, who's our new gift shop manager and assistant administrator. Kelly has just revamped the museum's gift shop with all sorts of really cool stuff. So bring your wallet
and, now
and your credit cards.
People, I don't think people realize the sheer size of White Memorial. I mean, there's a lot of room, so it's not like everyone's going to kind of be crammed in this little building or little patch of lawn. Like, there's some expansiveness at White.
It's expansive, and we have 4,000 acres here in Litchfield, Bantam Morris. And for everybody who's not aware of how this organization was founded, it was founded by two of the most selfless people on the planet, a brother and sister named Elaine and Mae White. And in 1913, they realized the value of open space long before so many people did, and they started buying up big bunches of land in northwestern Connecticut, but also their gifts of land are in Farmington. They're down in Old Lyme and Old Saybrook. They were two of the greatest land conservationists in the history of the United States. So right here in Litchfield, Bantam Morris, we're 4,000 acres of open space, 40 miles of hiking trails, family camping, free camping for nonprofits, and, of course, our gorgeous nature museum. But the Whites gave 6,000 acres to the state of Connecticut. And all of those are some of your favorite state parks that were once owned by Elaine and May: Peoples Forest, Kent Falls, Macedonia Brook, Mohawk, Campbell's Falls. They once owned all those properties. They said, here, state of Connecticut, take that. And in 1913, the White Memorial Foundation was established, as well as our state park system. So, you know, I pay homage and I bow and genuflect to our founders every single day. What a marvelous gift they gave to us.
Yeah, it wasn't a gift card. They gave some chunks of land. That's amazing.
And now, they were incredible.
You mentioned the museum. I've been there with the kids, as you know, many times. And it's a museum that you want to touch things. You want to look at things. You want to climb in that log. Now, it's a selfish question, I know. How's the beehive doing?
The beehive is doing great, but Carrie has had, we've had problems over the years. Something weird happened this year where the bees actually swarmed, they all left, and then later in the day they said, yeah, we kind of like this, and maybe the queen's in there, so they came back.
Even the bees thought it was too hot to leave this summer.
Yeah. Really? You know, the whites really were focusing on children. The importance for them was to get kids outdoors. And of course, in order to get kids outdoors, we need to enlighten their parents as well. So we are massively geared towards educating children. Our education director, Carrie Shedd, has a dearth of amazing programs for kids, from just little ones, nursery school ages, all the way up, you know, to high school, really, with some of her summer camp programs as well. We do outreach programs, and obviously schools, we love having them come here because we are a living, breathing laboratory for children to learn hands-on in ponds about pond prowls and, you know, pond investigations and all sorts of things. And we have a few live animals here that we also use for education. But, you know, this is a place where children can just come and learn in a safe place and in a beautiful place and really learn the value of nature and learn what's lurking in their own backyards. And that's not just for kids that live in a rural environment. This is for children that live in an urban environment too, because wildlife, you know, Joey, wildlife is everywhere. You just need to be educated about it.
And I think that's one thing a lot of people are afraid of, the wild, if you will, because they don't have the knowledge. We don't live in a place where there's so many things, like, you know, i.e. Australia, that want to kill you at any given time of the day.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things going out there that you can, you know, look at and study and understand and not be afraid of it. I mean, we were camping the other week, and Christopher, my littlest, found this little baby vole just walking around, and he grabbed it. I sent you the picture.
He sent me the picture of that.
Everyone's like, oh my God, aren't you afraid it's going to bite him? I'm like, things like the size of a peanut M&M. Like, he wants to play with it. I'm going to let him play with it because he's excited. It's things like that that get kids excited. They want to learn more. And I don't think
I always say
parents do enough to let their kids explore nowadays.
It's because we learn fears from our parents. I always say, when it comes to my wheelhouse, which is bats, we fear what we don't understand. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you're afraid of, don't go around being afraid. That's ridiculous. Go out and learn about it.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. We're here to teach you, to make you comfortable with nature. A woman came in yesterday from New Rochelle, New York, kind of a city slicker. Mm. And she's like, do you see bears here? It's like, yeah, we see bears all the time. What do you do?
Wave? Say hi?
It's just, again, just don't be afraid. Come and get a little education and, open up a book and, go to a lecture and learn about things and don't just be afraid for the sake of being afraid. There's nothing that makes me sadder than when I meet a child that's afraid of something in nature because they learn that fear from an uneducated adult.
Yeah.
I mean, and that is really and truly pretty much where that begins and ends. It's all about educating all of us. So Family Nature Day is an opportunity for you to become, your senses to become assaulted with all sorts of wonderful stuff. And I mean, that filibuster I did at the beginning of our talk, Joey, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what we have here. Oh yeah, and we feed you too. There's food, there's food available from the Litchfield Lions, and Mia Moore, a taco truck, is going to be here, and cups and cones, lots of ice cream for the kids and adults too.
And even raffle tickets.
And thank you for bringing up the raffle, because the tickets are flying. They're flying. You can buy them online at whitememorialcc.org, or you can also call us and buy them over the phone. You can stop in the museum and buy them as well. But this is our big, one of the other big facets of our fundraiser for Family Nature Day is our annual raffle. And the first prize is a doozy this year. And I'm not saying it because I'm not saying it because I donated it. I'm saying it because I've been there and I cannot wait to give this to some lucky winner. It's a trip for two in November 2023 with me to Chilean Patagonia. I can't even begin to tell you what this trip is all about. That's the first prize. The second prize, you would want the second prize, Joey.
I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Joey, this boat, I'm getting goosebumps. This boat is a cedar canoe, handmade with gutted seats, and the paddles, as a wood turner, you will appreciate this. The paddles were handmade by our executive director, Lucas Hyder. The boat it's a $3,000 boat. It's absolutely stunning. I don't even think I'd want to put it in water. I just want to put it in my living room and stare at it.
Yes, put it in your living room, grab the popcorn, watch a movie while sitting in it,
Yeah, and the third prize is a $500 gift card to L.L. Bean, and that's no, slothy thing either. So tickets are only $10. We only have about 150 tickets left.
And you started with 1,200, so that just shows how fast they're going.
Yeah, and they're only $10 and only 1,200. So we're not greedy here. We just want to make a little bit of money and, give away some really great prizes. And then also we have our online auction that begins September 9th. It's the Upscale Tag Sale online auction that runs from September 9th to the 23rd. And there's just all sorts of stuff, antiques, some food, there's just a lot of really cool stuff in the online auction. And again, you just go to our website, whitememorialcc.org, and look at the calendar events, and you'll see some blue bars, and you can click one of those to buy raffle tickets, and the other one, you can go and take a look at the online auction as well. So that runs from the 9th to the 23rd. It's a lot of fun. It's, a lot of time these auctions have things that Cartier watches and private jet trips and things that are inaccessible to all of us.
I just wanted to look at a full moon with you. There's so many. I'm scrolling through the events. I mean, there's stuff all the time up at White Memorial. People need to get up there more.
We do. We have so many things that are so wonderful for families, but also for adults.
An adult can be a kid. Let it. Adults, let your freaking kid out once in a while. And your inner kid is what I mean.
It is important that we keep a childlike wonder about us, too, and never let that go. And you and I can certainly understand what it's like to be that way, because we'll never grow up.
No.
We're starting a new program called Babies in Backpacks for really, really young children. And that's just to get little ones outdoors, early, really early in life with their parents. And then there's Nature's Nursery that Carrie puts on, and After School Adventures, that is another great program that comes up in October. And then, of course, you know, there are Paddles by the Full Moon. I think that one sold out, sorry. I lead a lot of hikes, and we've got still a lot of virtual presentations, too. Live Animals, I've got a Raven program coming up in October, and all the way up to December 3rd, which is our Snow Queen event to benefit Fish of Northwestern Connecticut, the shelter in Torrington. So, you know, just, again, whitememorialcc.org, just I dare you not to find something so awesome in our calendar for adults and kids.
Yeah, so people need to check it out. Like Jerry says, whitememorialcc.org. And again, you know her as the traffic lady. But she's also the Director of Administration and Development up at White Memorial Conservation Center, an amazing place. People need to get out there, drive up there, visit nature, enjoy the hills of Litchfield County. Jerry, thank you for joining me this morning. Let's get some people out there. Get those raffle tickets beforehand, yep, because they're, like Jerry said, they're flying off the shelves. You get some amazing adventure, canoeing, and shopping you can win. Jerry, thank you for joining me this morning.
I am always so grateful when you have me, Joe. It's always good talking to you. Thanks.
Hey, not a problem, because great things like this happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.